Okay, so we last left off in this piece from the Rebbe of Matl Shlita, speaking about Shoivavim and Dipinyanim in the Inyan of Tshuva, Koidom Achet, and Achar Achet, and we spent time being Masbir, the words of the Tzaddik. We're going to continue. We're going to skip this paragraph, Hacheva Lifnos L'Yiyut, on Tafshin Tzadi Aleph. I'm going to go to the back on Tafshin Tzadi Beis, the first paragraph here, Chayvas HaSimcha V'Hefzad Atzvas. What we skipped is because it's more nogeya for Bachrim, because this year was given to Bachrim. Here we're not speaking to Bachrim, but the Yisod is the same, and we mentioned it briefly last time. The importance of having a Yoet, somebody to speak to about Inyanim. Sometimes a person falls into a pit in his life and he doesn't find a way on his own to come out. And the necessity of having a Rebbe, a Rav, a Chaver, a psychiatrist, whatever it is, who can help a person climb out of that dark space which he's in is something which is vital. And the Rebbe says that b'mili d'alma, if a person is sick, la'aleinu, so he does a hishtadlis, and that means going to a doctor, taking medication. There are things in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that if we feel, even b'derech hateva, that we're struggling, there's eitzos to be able to mechazik us. And the same thing is true in ruchnius and everything else related to that. If there are people that we admire, that we look up to, that we appreciate and understand that they have a higher das, and they're caring enough, so we have a chayva to reach out to those people for chizik and people to give us the strength which we need. Leitz chazik. Let's continue though inside with this next thought from the Rebbe. Chayva sasimcha vehefzer atzvas. The importance of simcha and the hefzid, the great loss which a person incurs through atzvas, and the role that it plays in tshuva. So says the tzaddik, v'tzarech ladask inyan hasimcha hu davar nifla. The inyan of simcha is something which is marvelous. U'befrat binyanim elu, and especially in this area of kedusha. Shari royin shemishin nichshal binyanim elu miyad toyefes esay dikon v'noifel l'pach ha'atzas. We see, experience shows, that a person who is nichshal in the inyanim of kedusha, it brings out terrible, very deep feelings of sadness, frustration, depression, and that needs a havana. It needs a havana. How come it is that if a person would say, would flip a light switch on Shabbos, he wouldn't feel so bad about it, even though, possibly chayv kares. But if he was poigim bebris, he feels like he's an oisvar. He feels like he can't continue. It's such a heaviness which comes upon a person who's poigim and bebris. I'm not just talking about chalil of achas, somebody who finds a woman who is not mutter to him. That could be Isser Chiv Misa and Karis as well. I'm talking about if a person, even Ba'aynes, or Chalila B'machshava, he becomes himself to a Pagam Bris. But the Dikon and the Atzus that a person feels is so deep that it needs a Hezber. A Pashit needs a Hezber. How come it is that if a person wrongs another person in business or work, and he knows it's an Aveira, it's terrible. He doesn't feel that same feeling of, I feel so bad about myself, I'm the lowest person in the world. Yet if a person does something like this, he feels like he wants to crawl into a tiny space. Says the Tzaddik, Gubir Adavar, Kiri Oimim Shekol Yehudi Be'etzem Shemer HaBris, because Be'etzem, every single Jew, is, by definition, a Shemer HaBris. That's our atzinyas umemela, and as such, hadavar hachi mesugal lahoitzias adam mikelav. hu ayush. The thing which is most misugal, he says, to take a person that he should lose his kelim, is the yush which follows that. But let's let the Rebbe speak a little more. Ki kevin shenoyfer la'atzas machmas shebedama b'atzmashu poigim v'chayte. Since he thinks that he's made a pagam in a very deep place, even if he's not cognizant of that, he knows deep down that being poigim in bris is being poigim in who I am, my atzmius. V'seiver shehis nakti b'meis v'akadusha. And he thinks that now he knows in a deep place, he feels that he's being detached from the world of Kedusha. He's letting himself down. He's pusher letting himself down. He knows inside of himself that he's be'etzim Hashem Bris. And that means that even if he's poigim bris, he still retains an atzmius of Hashem Bris, but he doesn't think so. And if he thinks that he's lost this darg of being Hashem Bris, then he's given up on himself. He's given up not on of himself, on the atzmius of who he is. The way that it writes here, umalim ayide kaches atzmius kedushas b'mayadav. He's throwing away. He's concealing from himself his atzmius of kedusha. Shehari einu me'amin be'etzem mitzias kedushas nishmasa. It's not just that a person is praying for this and he's thinking to himself, oh, this was a terrible mistake. If a person thinks and he defines himself as a person who is a poigim bebris, he's being poigim in the atzmius of who he is, which is a shomer bris. And even if he makes a mistake in this, it doesn't change his identity of being a shomer bris. But in his mind, he has. Again, even if he's not aware of it, deep down, his neshama is getting that message, like, I've given up on what it means to be a shomer bris. And that's an impossibility. It's like he doesn't believe that he's alive. Now he's living in a lie. He's living in a lie of identifying himself as somebody who's letting himself down, who thinks that he's not capable, that he's not a shomer bris, chas v'shalom. He's living a false life. He's not in touch with who he is. So when he does that, he's clogging up the koiches pimim, his neshama. He's stuffing his neshama up. Doesn't allow his neshama to be activated. He's pushing power off on his neshama. The worst catastrophe of shmiras habris, worse than the pagam habris, is the response of atzvas, that a person deems himself as being a poigim bris. By seeing himself, classifying himself as such a person, and the atzvas which follows, is the worst pagam. And this can lead him, chas v'shalom, to deep, darker roads ahead, chas v'shalom.
Are we going to speak about why that is specifically here, even though it's not real? Like, why we allow ourselves to get to that place to ask if this was any other vera?
Again, with the chazi yesodos, which we didn't speak about in the first year, albeit briefly, but because we're not beginning with the shir from its beginning, and we kind of jumped in the middle, so it's important to chazad yesodos. We enter into the world of Kedusha top, bottom up, which is from Malchus, Yesod, and make our way to Keser. Malchus and Yesod correspond to Emunah and Shmir Sabres. The first gateway into Kedusha is Malchus, is Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. It's Emunah, Yesodos of Emunah. When a person gets through that corridor, he comes to Yesod, Shmir Sabris, Kedusha. Malchus Yesod, these two midas of Emunah and Kedusha Sabris, are the identity of a Jew. That's who we are. Malchus and Yesod, they correspond to Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. They will come to reveal to the Jewish people that you're Be'etzim Emamin. you're be'etzem a shomer bris. So now, because if a person is paigeya in these inyanim, let's see if he's an apikairis, let's say, so then he loses his Yiddishkeit kemat. But we know that he can come back. So what does it mean? He used the Yiddishkeit, but he can never leave? Why not? Because the Torah has determined that every single Jew is be'etzem imam. So he may be living a knife in Nigla, which says, Chas v'shalom, I'm not a mamin. And in Halacha, which is the world of Nigla, we will treat you as not a mamin. You won't be involved in the community, whatever it is which comes with that. But in Pnimius, Yisrael afa pishachat Yisrael. You're a Jew, you can't ever forfeit your Yiddishkeit, and it's not just a din, it's a metzias. The fact that you're a mamin, which is the core of your Yiddishkeit, you can never be mevatel, you can never be mevatel. It's not yours to give away. Just like in Halacha, the poskim, going back to the Gaonim and deal with the Shalom, can a person, let's say, sell his chelik in Elam Haba? Can he give away his chelik in Elam Haba? Yanki Shenkin said, no, right? It doesn't seem right. And that's how we come out. You can't sell your chelik in Elam Haba. For numerous reasons why.
It's not 100% ours to sell.
Right. Yeah, it's not something which it's even Baba Olam, or it's something which, yeah, there's many reasons why you shouldn't be able to.
It's a way of showing that you have complete faith in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but to believe that you do have Olam Haba.
Right.
Just the opposite.
But let's say I believe that I have it, but I want to...
You can only sell something that you believe that you have.
Right.
So if you believe that you can't sell it, then you don't really necessarily believe that you're entitled to it.
Now let's say I do believe that I have it. Can I sell it if I believe it?
If you, it's you know, I mean, in the way we think today and the way we do things, you can sell things you don't even own.
Intellectual property. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Is that considered intellectual property?
Futures are things that you don't necessarily own.
Right.
Yeah, right. If you sold it, you obviously don't understand the value.
You have to. What?
If you sold it, you don't understand
the value. Necessarily don't.
Yeah.
You don't know, so what about the value of Olam Hazar also?
Well,
so somebody gave up 70 years of his life to somebody else, but he didn't understand the value?
I don't think so. Maybe.
You didn't understand the value? Didn't understand the value?
Obviously he did.
So,
look what we got, though.
What?
Look what we have.
Okay, so again, so it's a, I'll give you the Jewish answer. It depends.
Right. Yeah, it's the heart of the...
You can't say an absolute thing that you don't understand the value of it if you're willing to sell it. That's not true.
Okay. That's a valid point. A kapanam, a person is a maimon no matter what. And it's not something which is even at his disposal that he can talk about if he is or he's not. It's in a much deeper place. The same thing is true when it comes to Kedushas HaBris. A person may live a life of promiscuity, chas v'shalom. Al kol panim, there's a nekuda of bris, of kedushas habris, which is not nifkam. And if a person, and this is the Josh, help tell me if this explains, just trying to clarify this idea. If a person gives up, and he thinks he classifies himself as being not a shomer bris, what he's doing is that he's being mevater on his atzmius. Meaning his atzmius is shouting and saying, I am a shomer bris. I am a kadosh. And if a person is pagim and he falls into a state of despair and he thinks to himself, I'm not a shomer bris. That's his response. The atzus comes because he's given up on himself. If there's an inconsistency between how he's acting and who he is and how he considers himself in his response, that's a very deep sheker that he's living with. And it clogs up his neshama because his neshama is ready to bounce back and to say, I'm a shomer bris. And I'm going to conduct my life that way. And if a person is not living with that truth of who he is, it's like a human being who thinks he's a deer, who thinks that he's an animal out in the field. Ein atzvas gedol lemizu. It's a very deep, dark place to be. There's more reasons why al kapanim, that Pagam Bris creates such a very deep atzvas. Another reason why is because Bris, Kedushas HaBris, is the ability to procreate. And in the Sarm, one of the reasons why it's considered to be a chit, which is so chomer, is because we see Zera Levatala as being just like, you know, it's like a thing. It's like, you know, cut your nails and you throw it in the garbage. So, you know, a person, it's like you take a haircut. So a person, okay, so what's the big deal? You know, there's more where that came from and big deal. And Sarm, it's not. This is the ability to create life. The potential of life has been wasted. In the deeper Sarm, it's considered like Ritzicha.
Is it maybe, you know, the question Rebbe asked earlier, when you switch on a light, it might be Chayav Kares. This is not something that has a punishment, that we, like that kind of punishment. So the despair is that much greater. Because when you know what's going to happen on the physical level, like, okay, that's the here, it's the unknown.
Right. So that's one of the reasons why when you clear the question of, why is it, let's say, when it comes to Sheikh Vezera Levatala, that it's not one of the mitzvahs daraisa derabanan, although it's considered from the Gemara to be part of Loi Sinaf and in the Zohar Kadosh, every single daf talks about it. But why is it that there's not an Aveira and there's no Onesh? How come it doesn't fall into that category? So the Nigla way to explain it would be to say, well, because it's not as Chomer as Chas HaShalom being together with a forbidden woman. It's just not as chum. However, in Pnimius, it's mamash opposite. The reason why there's no onish, because an onish brings a kapara, but if there's no onish, that means it's not shaykh kapara. You know, it wasn't shaykh to be machapra. That's why you find that in Niglas, like in the Gemara, there's no talk about it. But in Pnimius, I second every daf in the Zohar Kodesh talks about Shemiras Abyss, Kedushas Abyss. And it's not a steer. Because the world of Nigla and the world of Pnimius, although it's one system, but the way that something can be treated in Pnimius can be very different than something that's treated in Nigla. It's just how it is.
Because you said this is the essence of who we are.
Right. Like
this in Amuna.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how can there be a punishment? You know, the punishment is you're negating the essence of who you are.
Well,
that despair is because you're negating who you are.
Right. Yeah, you could say it that way. Then you have to deal with the question of what we find that if a person is pargim bris with being with a forbidden woman, so there is that's also not who you are. Yet that's. There's an onish for that. But here, this command is no onish. In a certain sense, this is considered to be more of a pagam in your atzmius than, like, I don't want to get into the particulars of the discussion, but when a person, chalila v'chas, he's shaykh, shifchaser levatala, what that does is that in the niglas, nobody was harmed. But in the Pnimius, there are neshamas here which have been sent to wherever they go, and it's considered to be a form of ritzicha. And imagine chalila if a person was driving a car and got into an accident, and in the other car somebody was killed, chas v'shalom. The person would feel terrible about that, even if it wasn't his fault. He feel terrible, and here a person, because of his tithes, he's the Sheikh Vassal of Atala, and his neshama knows inside that there's been a ritzicha here. It's a very, very deep pain. It's a very deep atzvus, which a person, and he doesn't know where it's coming from, but it comes from that place. How do you get over that?
When you said the mashal before about if a person thinks he's an animal, and he can think he's an animal, which is not who he is,
right?
And he walks on all fours and he lives in a barn. It's more of brahmanas. That's like a pity. You pity that person.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? That because it leads to depression because it's pity.
Well, pity would be the response that somebody else would have for that person. We would say about that person, it's brahmanas, and that's really the proper response when we see young men or adults who are involved in these injanim chas v'shalom. If they reach out for etza, It's not like you're such a fool. How are you doing such stupid things? The response is, if you really want to help somebody, it's mamash rachmanis. That's what it is. That's the response from the person who wants the help. But for the person himself, he can see himself as a rachmanis. But we're talking here about his feelings is not to have rachmanis on himself. We're talking about the feeling, the emotion that a person is experiencing who's involved in these things. There's like a chayk in the veld that there's a very deep atzus that we don't find by other averis. We don't find by just stam derech eretz. Why not? Teretz is because in a pimius perspective, there's a very deep atzmius which is being nifka. Now the Rebbe is going to say such a beautiful Torah. He says, Adrab. Tzarech l'ham en v'vun d'shleim mashe kadoshu. We need to believe in ourselves that we are kadosh. V'u be'etzim shleim mehabres. A person has to have very positive thoughts running through his mind. And even in the Welt outside, they talk about this. You have to have a very healthy voice inside of yourself, which is very encouraging, which is very positive. And many people struggle as adults with their own self-esteem because they didn't become accustomed to those voices from their parents and from their mentors. They heard, you're a nobody, you're a nothing, you're always making mistakes, you're a fool, you're never going to be anything. And those are the voices which are repeating in their minds. But a person who is told, you're good, you're going to be great, don't worry about it, people make mistakes. If they think that way, then they act as healthy, functional people. And that's true in Gashmias, but it's also true in Ruchnias. There's a very deep, truthful voice that a person needs to have inside of himself that he goes around with, which says, you are Be'etzem HaKadosh. You are Be'etzem Meshoyim Rebris. Ki hu ha-metziyah shel chelek elokam ima. This is the identity of a piece of God. You don't have a choice about this connection. You are be'etzim plugged into the Eibishter, which cannot be disconnected. We need to believe in this truth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gifted us. We have to believe in this truth of who we are. There can be no thoughts which can make any type of confusion, which can cast any shade of doubt on this reality. And if a person lives with that truth, and he stays firm with that truth, then slowly but surely he'll reveal that truth. And he'll start to live it. And he'll start to see and feel and to experience that that is the absolute truth. It will show up. So says the Rebbe, what really allows this to blossom is the mid of simcha, which is the opposite of the atzvus. The simcha bechlal, he eats a tayva l'chol advarim ruchniyim hanasi, and this simcha is an eats a tayva for all advarim ruchniyim. We spoke about this. I think it's like an 8-9 part series in the beginning of when Corona was first starting. We spoke about simcha, how important simcha is bechlal in avodas Hashem, but befrat in the sinyan. The reason why it's so great, shebeskulasa lahaitzi es koyches hanefesh al apoyal. This has the skula to reveal our koyches hanefesh. Ki me'oireres etzol ha'adam zrizos v'chiyas. Zrizos v'chiyas, it brings out who we are, the mid of simcha. You know, just agav, we find by the Rebbeinu Shlom is speaking about this atzvus. And we're going to see in a second from other Marishon. Actually, maybe let's see what the Rebbe says first about it. Mishnah, we'll tie it in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'isim Rebbe Nachman Brezlev. Look at this Torah from Rebbe Nachman. Shekol ha-pagam shol ha-cheid noi v'yami ma'asha adam mishan pirish mishu kuf la-mishan. What we're making up for during these days of Shovavim, the Ari explains, so the Gemara tells us that after Adam HaRishon was Choyte with the Eid Sadas, he did tshuva for 130 years. He went into the Nahar Gichon, and he tried to do a tshuva, but he was Moitzi Zer Levatala for 130 years, because he was Pirish Me'ishto. And Pirish Me'ishto came with a consequence, that he was Moitzi Zer Levatala. And so, although he had good intentions in being Parish Mi'ishtai, the flip side of that was that he was Shaifech Zer al-Batala for 130 years. Shaz Nirshal. And when he got married a second time, we know that in Ptimius there was a Chav Rishon and a Chav Shnia. Right? There was a first Chav and a second Chav. So although the Torah doesn't speak about that, but in Kabbalah it's spoken about that there was Chav 1, didn't work out, and then there was Chav 2. It corresponds to Rachel and Leah, and why Yaakov Avinu had two wives, one which he admired, one which he didn't. Of course, they're both good, but here the first one didn't turn out so good. So Yaakov was masaking this kilko when he married his second wife. Now look what Rabbi Nachman says. Doran Niflon. Hare Adam Rishon Acher Chet Adam Rishon Asav Ketshuva. Adam Rishon was Oisek and Tshuva. That's what the Gemara says. Chassid Godlo Adam Rishon. He was a very great person. He was a chassid. Pirish mi Ishtai. He separated from his wife and he went into the Narag Yichon Atzavara until his neck. V'asaz as Machmas Tshuva. He thought that this was the way of doing tshuva. So he thought he was doing tshuva, but we have to be machaper on that tshuva of 130 years during these days of shovim. That's what we're working on. Not on the chedei tzedas. That's not what we're working on. We're working on the tshuva of Adam Rishon. Isn't that crazy? What happened? How come this wasn't a tshuva which we celebrate? How come this is not a tshuva which we have a 6 week yontif for? Instead of shovim being 6 days of tikkun, we should have 6 weeks of tshuva. V'simcha, we should make a yontif. Basav v'yayin. Why not? How could that be? Look what he says. Umag he's gonna. We jumped. Let the Rebbe speak it out now. Uma oid yifla. How amazing wondrous is this? Ki kol sivlina begolus nigum eisachet. The entire golus. The reason why Klai Yisrael had to go down to Mitzrayim, they re-explains, was because of these. This wasted seed because of these 130 years. It was for tikkun of this. 130 years from the time that the Yidden came down till Moshe was born. Right? Yocheved is the mother of Moshe. So she was 130 years at the time she gave birth to Moshe. And she was born, Ben Achamos, the Gemara says. She was born when they came down to Mitzrayim. So it took 130 years until the Goyal was born. And this corresponds, the Ariya explains, Yaakov was 130 years old when he came down to Mitzrayim. And he says about those years, Ma'at V'royim. These 130 years were Ma'at V'royim. And the Ariya explains, Shekol Eidu Hayu Tikunim Kam Adam Rishon. Because these 130 years of Adam Rishon's life, where he was Poigem, these first 130 years were like Yaakov's 130 years, because Gemara says Yaakov is Adam Rishon, Yaakov is Shofer Adam Rishon. So we see the correlation between Yaakov's terrible first 130 years and Adam Rishon's terrible 130 years. So we're not suffering so much from the Pagam. We're suffering from the Tshuva of Adam Rishon. Because it was not a tshuva of simcha, it was a tshuva of atzvas. Ki sigef asum etzich atzvas. I mean, even if a person does sigufin, and even if a person does something which, there's a recipe of sigufin, there's yisurin, there's affliction that a person has to go through, although we don't practice that anymore, but let's say there was that. That certainly was this hundreds of years ago. This was the derech. The Ari prescribes many fasts and all different types of tikkunim, which are very uncomfortable for a person who's a chaytik. Rav Shem Tov came along and said, out with that. It's not for us, because we've reached a higher place, not because we're in a lower place. However, we see from here that Adam HaRishon, he was doing tshuva, which is very virtuous, which is very great, but in an open of atzvas, that's what needs to be misaken. We're being misaken the tshuva of atzvas. Because that wasn't the right response. Tshuva was. And sometimes sigufim are also a tshuva, which is a good response. But even those sigufim have to be done mitoich simcha. Again, I'm not saying that there should be any sigufim. Just saying that whatever tshuva which we do, if a person is, let's say, he's going to the mikveh as his tshuva, or if he's doing tikkun klal because of his tshuva, It shouldn't be like, ugh, I always mess up and I hate myself. And he's like, it's going to be hard to put on tefillin in the morning because of what he did. No, you should know that he did something which was not good. But now, he says, Hashem gives me an opportunity to do tshuva. And the tzaddikim give me all these types of aces to be able to do tshuva. And Hashem has his arm stretched. And there's a rachmanis. And Hashem says, Ani avaya kodem achet, Ani avaya acher achet. I'm still looking forward to your tefillin this morning. I'm still looking forward to your shachris this morning. I want to hear your voice. Kolei chariv. I want to hear it. I want to see you Torah l'shma today. I want to see the chesed which you're going to do today. I'm not giving up on you. There's no mitzvah of giving up on you. What are you so depressed about? Get up and start, get rolling again. Know that I love you and I've given you such easy opportunities to turn back, to come back. Even when you make mistakes, I'm still here for you. You haven't gone anywhere and I haven't gone anywhere. Let's go. We don't hear that voice. And there still needs to be a tshuva. It doesn't mean that a person can just say, oh, everything's out the window, great, Hashem loves me. No, there should be something. There's a mikvah, there's a tikkun haklali, there's things which can be done. It should be addressed. A person has to understand and accept the fact that he made a mistake, that something went wrong here. And he has to be makabel upon himself, by the way, he's never going to do it again. That's what tshuva is.
What about the charata part of tshuva? How does that fit with simcha? Everything he's saying is about kabbalah al-asir, to do good things in the future. What about charata?
That is the charata. I mean, the fact that a person feels and he has that response, which is like, ah, you say charata. That's his charata. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, the ikar tshuva in this farm, we spoke about in the past, is Kabbalah ala asir. There's the avar, there's the hayveh, and there's the asir. And chachav ena barosha, the main thing is that he's makabal now, but he's not going to do it again. And he's going to do tshuva b'simcha. And when he does tshuva b'simcha and he forges a kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is such a very important statement which has to be remembered. The greatest shmira, defense, which we have in not doing aveiras, but a fratis aveira, is forging a kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not the siyogim. The siyogim are very, very difficult. When a person gets into a mode where he feels like he wants to look at something which he should not be done, chalila, then it's very easy for all the shmiras to be broken. Chas v'shalom, a person has to know that his word is very strong and shmira is a shmira. But we find many times, unfortunately, that we're not so ma'amin in the shmiras which we put up. And a person gets into this mode and everything breaks down. What's what keeps him in check is the fact that he has a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. How can I do this with Ribbono Shel Olam? I'm a kusher to something which is much greater. So Mamela, when I'm attaching myself to a higher place, I'm disconnecting from the other fake connections which I think are real connections. I'm connected to a much higher place. The greatest shmira that a person has, Khalil v'chas, and being involved in a virus, with nashim which are not much to him, is to have a kesher with his wife. If he feels that he has a good kesher with his wife, it's not that he has to work on that. He says, how can I do this to this person? I'm a kusher here. I don't have any keshers over there because I'm a kusher over here. It says, Shalom Bayis is the greatest shmir for Pagan Bris. Because you're neman, this is what you're neman to. You're not being called over there. You're neman to this. That's the greatest. The positive reinforcement of what should be done. But the kesher which is being connected is also our greatest defense. I want to say it.
Guys, what's changed since the times of the Ari? From the Ariya Kadosh to the Baal Shem Tov. Is it the environment, or is it that something deeper has changed?
Trying to turn this into Yisodos Baal Shem Tov shir? It would take time to explain, but the simple way to explain it, well, it's not so simple, is to say that as time goes on, like the neshem of Klal Yisrael becomes more and more revealed. The atzmis of Klal Yisrael becomes more and more revealed. There's, in Pesimius, things get better. And what that means is not just that the atzmis of Nishmas Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifesting more Ava and more Ava and more Gilei Ava as time goes on. And so the fact that there was Sigufim in earlier times was because in that Kufa, according to how much Hisgalus of Ava that there was, required Sigufim. But in this Kufa, where there's a greater dose of Hiskalus than there ever was before, so that Ava is like al kol pshayim tchas ava, that with that ava, it's such a deep ava that the ava itself pretty much is mevatel the need for any sikuf.
It's something that we could tap into that wasn't available in previous Torahs.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's a tkufa zach. I mean, it has to do with which each tkufa. And so, that's why, according to the derech of the Baal Shem Tov Befrat, it's not just a pshat that there's the derech of sigufim and the derech not of sigufim. It's considered to be old fashioned, not because the words of the Ari are old fashioned. Not chas v'shalom. It's just that the words of the Ari, there are parts of the Ari which are nitzchi, and there are parts of the Ari which spoke about for that generation, which is because he was the Meira Inyan in that generation. But that's why it's always important to know what the tzaddikim say in every generation, because they're able to tell us like what's halacha l'maisa, what's not halacha l'maisa in hashkafa too, and in derech and tshuva too.
And the nature of the world has changed with that Gilui Ava in terms of the corruptions and what goes on.
Everything. Whatever me the Kodesh Baruch Hu manifests, so the whole world follows that anaga. You see, when it comes to raising children, that it was perfectly acceptable hundreds of years ago to patch your child. That, you know, chosich shiftai, you know, it was not a good thing. But today,
it's not, 40 years ago.
Even 40 years ago? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but today it doesn't. It doesn't go. It doesn't go. Not just in the Jewish world. It doesn't go in the Welt. The reason why is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not running the road with that Hanhaga anymore. We have to align ourselves with the Hanhaga. Today is Ava. That's the Midah. Today is the Midah Ava. That's what's in. Mitzad Kuchavichu. What's in is Ava. This began especially from the times of Reb Shimon. There's a certain statement in the Zohar Kodesh Reb Shimon says that Anan B'chaviv, we so we do everything with Ava. That's the derech of Reb Shimon, and that midah is niskala more and more and more as time goes on. How you can conquer everything with Ava. Everything can be conquered with Ava. Yeah.
It's the idea that as we get closer to the Geula, where we don't, the tikkun that's needed is much smaller. I'm saying we're getting closer to becoming pure, so we don't need that much of a tikkun that we needed then.
Hmm.
I mean, isn't that where Rabbi just said that the Baal Shem Tov abolished it, all those things, because it wasn't needed anymore?
It wasn't needed anymore. It just became battle to the Ava, which was to the mid of Ava, which was the Skala. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he revealed a new Hanhaga.
So that overrides any tikkun that could have been needed.
Yeah. It means if Hashem says this is the Haga, it means to say that all the tikkunim can be. It doesn't mean to say that you can't make those tikkunim anymore. Meaning that Ava's in and sigufim are out. And Mela, sorry, you missed the opportunity while I was there. No, that's not the pshat. It just means that everything was put into Ava. So whatever you needed, you know, Lamashal, let's say you needed in order to. You know, to cook something, you know, many, many years ago, so you'd have to, it took much longer time. Today, you pop it into the microwave, and it gets cooked very quickly. Right? I mean, there's a certain depth of tikkun, quick tikkun, which takes place with Ava, that with the Gili of that Ava, which is considered to be a big breakthrough in the Welt into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring to the world. So everything which was before is now put into the Ava. You can accomplish much more with Ava. I mean, it could be a shir in its own. I'm saying it's a rayon which needs more achava. But it's a very big yisod to know that we don't determine the mahalach of the time. Like what works, what doesn't work. Kadosh Baruch Hu determines that. He's the melech, he runs the world. And whatever midah he's using in the world, When we listen to the tzaddikim, who tell us what that is, and we align ourselves with that midah, so that's when there's going to be atzlacha. If not, we're going against the grain of the midah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using to run the world. There's not going to be much atzlacha there. It's a bittel. It's a bittel to Hashem is to run His world. And if you were to say, you know, it's achzarius is the midah which is in, we would go with achzarius and we do it besimcha. Because if He chooses as the melech what it is, that's what's in, and that's where the Hatzlacha is going to be. If a person's like, oh, I'm going to use Hava now, and Hashem says, no, sorry, I pulled the quickie. We're going Achzarius now. There would be no Hatzlacha in the Midah Vav anymore. And we can question it all that we wanted, but we're Mavatla, Adans Kodesh Baruch Hu, He knows what He's doing. We follow what His Midas are. Vizel. Let's come back to the Rebbe. this idea that we're doing tshuva on the tshuva of Adam HaRishon. Not on the chait. The tshuva, how he responded, we're doing tshuva on that. Because although it was a tshuva, it was a tshuva of atzvas, it was a tshuva of giving up, it was a tshuva of from a very dark place. And that's not the tshuva which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So where was the real tshuva? When did he actually do a tikkun which was niskabel, that was solid? So it continues the Rebbe. Rakisha halach shenis lisa isha as his chalatikam. When he got up after 130 years and he says, I'm going to get married again. Ki az his chalitzakim inyani tikkun. Now he started to rebuild. V'halach letzayir oylem mechadash. And to make a new world. To have sheis. Who would be the Evan Shasi of the world. To start a family again and to raise them up properly, and Shais became a great tzaddik. You know, Shais, Moshe Rabbeinu is the neshama of Shais. Moshe is Rashi Tevis, the Zohar says, Moshe Shais Hevel. Which means to say that Moshe is one of the building blocks of the world, just like Shais and Hevel were. But Shais was a very important person. But Shais was only came into the world and he became Shais when Adam HaRishon had a shift in his entire perspective. It wasn't just like, okay, now I'm going to get married after 130 years. It was that Adam HaRishon had an einfall. He was like, this is not right for 130 years. This is not a tshuva. I'm still doing tshuva. And I'm not margish that it is accepted. What's going on? I have to rebuild. And as soon as he rebuilt, and he had a whole different hashkafa of what it means to move forward, he brought into the world a tzaddik called Shais. And the whole world comes from Shais. And that was a big hatzlacha. That was the new world that Adam built. Finally, he had done a tshuva nechayna, the tshuva that Hashem wanted from him. This comes to teach us, if we are involved in tshuva, but we're in a place of atzvas and yush, and we think to ourselves, yeah, we're doing tshuva. You're being oisik in the tafel, but you're maniach is the ikr. The sigufim is tafel. The tikkun klali is tafel. The mikveh is tafel. The attitude of that I'm doing it besimcha, that is the ikr. The attitude that I'm going to rebuild, and I'm not going to do this again, and I'm going to move in a positive direction. I'm going to daven geshmak. I'm going to learn geshmak. I'm going to do chesed the way I'm supposed to do it. I'm going to take care of the family, my friends, and v'chud v'chud, and do mitzvahs. And whatever it is, I'm going to do that with more of a vitality, with more of a kesher, with more lishma, with more simcha. That's the ikar tikkun. That's the ikar tshuva. Ki lo yirachshel nechshav ketshuva, says the Rebbe, not only is that not called tshuva, even though he's being oisik in tshuva, but it's not, it's mitzvah chatzos. Gam meisif b'chach chet al pesha shemaitzis v'achish b'chet. He's still in that hole. He's still that Adam HaRishon, 130 years, who never began to do tshuva, that we have to do tshuva for such a tshuva, because it's not a tshuva at all. There's lots to say more, the Rebbe says, and if the Rebbe says that, you can believe him. But when it's Shmir HaSabris, this is Kamata Ikra Nakuda. She Yishra B'matlov Shal Simcha V'Tikva. Person has to be hopeful. Person has to be B'Simcha. She B'Vada Yisham Yisbach B'Sav Tampa. He has to believe in the Rachmanas. He has to believe that although it's a very serious thing, like we said before, Ani Avai Kredi Machet, there's not going to be any Kapar for this. It's not even in the Torah. There's nothing which you could do to be Machapin this. But as soon as a person is Poygim, that Rachmanas comes down, the love comes down. And Kadosh Baruch Hu sticks out his hand and he says, Tshuva, grab onto my hand. Mama's pulling, I'm pulling you out. And I want you to rebuild. And we're going to do this together. We're going to be besimcha. That's the response. That's the response. Moving forward in a way where we create a positive connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that positive connection is much better than any siyag, than any shmira, is to be a ben aliyah, and to grow in Torah, and to grow in Tefillah, to become attached, and become davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a point where if a person thinks about doing something like that, he becomes repulsed by it. Not that he needs a shmir for it. He says, this is the opposite of who I am. I would never do anything like that. Because it's so contrary to who I am. This is the greatest response that there could possibly be. If a person sees himself as being higher than the whole Inyan.
In general, right, if you were to take an Aveira, somebody's Nichsholim, and you have simcha, you know, you're basically a kadosh baruch hu b'yorz for kasher, and again you're nechshal, and again you're nechshal, right? It's hard for a certain person to be besimcha and to see like, okay, I was genuine, and there has to be a moment of self reflection and say, I keep messing up.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, how does one always say, like, okay, I'm simple, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do it again and dust myself off?
Well, first he has to have emun in the process. I mean, it's very hard because he sees the consistency in the Aveira would suggest that he's a failure. But we're talking here about having higher emuna. He has to have emuna in Divrei Chachamim. He has to have emuna that I am be'etzem Hashem Rebis. He has to have emuna that Hashem has rachmanas on him. It's hard because the circumstances of the experience would suggest otherwise.
Right.
So he needs to be a very big maimon in his Kedushas Abris. Just like he's maimon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hayah Haviyah, and just like he's maimon that this is the only Torah for Moshe and there never is going to be another Torah, just like he's maimon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give Schar V'Oinesh, just like he's maimon that there will be Mashiach, he has to be maimon, Yigimel me this maimon,
right,
that he's Be'etzim Hashem Abris, that Hashem is Rachmanasan.
And this would apply as a baka, someone's a ganav, someone's whatever it is.
But again, more in this inyan, because when it comes to emun and shmir sabris, he's be'etzim that. That's the etzmias of a Jew.
It's more specifically this than it is in general.
Correct.
About averus and tshuva.
So, yeah. Okay. But again, you're talking about a person which seemingly would need a person in his life to help him out. I mean, if a person is making kabbalas and he's trying and he's in this perpetual disappointment, so then a person has to say, I can't do this on my own. I can't do this on my own. Of course, the most important thing is going to be to daven. What does davening mean? Davening means I can't do it on my own. That's what davening means. Right? So a person, if he's going to Yenin down the block because he's a professional to get help and he's not davening for it, so then a person has to say, wait a second, do I have my priorities straight? Right? Yenin over there is only going to help me because the Bnei Yisrael is going to give him Siyata D'Shmaya. Well, I have a direct connection to that Siyata D'Shmaya. So the first thing that a person needs to do in every situation, everything in life, but especially in situations where he feels like he's falling short, he has to daven Hashem. He says, I can't do it on my own. Can't do it on my own. I need your help. And there's not going to be any atzlacha of a person in anything which a person does, true atzlacha, unless he turns to Baruch Hashem and says, I need your help. It's everything in life. And then once he does that, he can turn to a chaver and to say, can you help me? To a rabbi, can you help me? To a professional, can you help me? Because he needs the help. But you're describing such a person. But a person, he has to have emuna. And if he finds that sometimes he struggles in that, so then he can use the help. But the greatest help is to get to a place where a person is davak in a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he doesn't want to do any of these things. He sees these things as being completely contrary. When he has such emuna in himself that he's a higher person. That this is a thing for that is so low for a person to do that. Rabbi said, even the behema is in pagan bris. You understand that? Even a behema has a sense. You don't find the behemas go on their pagan bris. Just tamazai. I mean, whenever they're involved in any act of bris, it's because they're there to procreate. That's why. What do you understand?
A behema doesn't have that whole inyan.
Huh?
A behema doesn't have that inyan.
What do you mean? Doesn't have the inyan.
Our
doesn't matter if he has a machshava. The point is like this. Well, I see as a nivra that a nivra acts in a way of shmiras abris. Meaning, there's a certain sense. There's a certain sense of what it means to be
intellect to do that.
Huh?
Doesn't have the intellect to do that. It's hungry. It eats. It has an urge to take care of it. We're telling, being put in a bris is acting like an animal.
No, it's not.
But it just acting on an urge.
It's not just acting on urge. Its urge is to procreate. Meaning, it doesn't have an urge for a taiva. Meaning, a nivra. If a human being would act like a behema, if you would act like a behema, there would be certain shmiras in that. There would come with certain shmiras. The reason why Adam was created last, even past the behemas, is because. Let's take a step back for a second. Okay, I thought this would be a very easy thing to understand. I see that it needs a little bit more hesber. Think about it like this. The neshama was created on day one. A malach was created on day two. Okay, a neshama is higher than a malach. Yet the guf of the mensch was created on the last day. Why was the guf created on the last day after all the behemoths? Yet the neshama was created before everything, even before the malachim. Teretz is is because mitzad the neshama, we're the highest creation, but mitzad the guf, we're the lowest creation. Meaning that a mensch is capable of doing something which is even lower than a behemoth could do. It's lower than a behemoth. You're right, the behemoth may not have the struggles per se, but if a human being would say to himself, I don't want to shtup lower than the behemoth. I know that if I do something like this, I will be lower than the behemoth, because even the behemoth doesn't do things like that. I'm not saying that it's not a problem that we don't have taivas, which they don't have, because we have bechira, because we have choices, and we can misuse that. And that's why a person can shtup lower than a behemoth. But if a person would say to himself, you know what, at least I want to be as good as a behemoth, mitzad my guf. He would say, just if he wants to just be yoytze zayin to be a behemoth doesn't do things like this. Doesn't. And if a person chalila does something like this, he has brought himself to a place which is lower than a behemah. Maskim?
It's like Ritzicha.
Hmm?
Well, Ritzicha. People kill for no reason all the time. You don't see that in the animal world. Generally.
Right. No, you don't see that. Yeah.
There's a reason why, if they do it, there's a reason.
I don't know. They're not going to zero
vatala. Look, there are certain animals that once they're dedicated to each other, they stay with each other forever. And mm-hmm. if the other person, the other one dies, they don't much more go. But I wouldn't believe that a horse or a lion or any of these other things are doing it for procreation purposes.
No, what?
I don't think so.
What?
They're just doing it because they're acting on an urge. They're not
what
because
about a guy?
They don't have any union of attraction. There's no union of.
They're in heat. When they're in heat, they have to act on it. It's not. But they don't, they're not in heat.
But they're not
they feel like they're
all in heat.
They're it's not in always heat because they're in their mind. They're saying I have to procreate.
It's not a
sheer thing. They're not choosing to be in heat. They're not choosing to be hungry. They're not choosing to kill. They're not choosing anything. They're just acting.
They're acting as behemoths, right? I'm just saying like this.
Who acts that way acts like a behemoth.
No, he's acting low. He's acting lower than a behemoth. That's the pshat. That's why he's the lowest part of day six, whereas a behemoth's not. Because if a person,
we have the ability to make a bracha and they take everything that came before it and elevate it. That's the reason why we're. And if not, we are the lowest.
It's when a behemoth acts like that, he's doing what a behemoth does as part of the bria of what it means to be a behemoth. When a human being does zera levatala, he's acting for himself. It's not
lower than the behemoths because you have the ability to have intellect and you can choose to do or not to do something. Okay, but to say that a behemoth is doing it for procreation purposes, that's not true.
Well, no. Of course it is. That's what they live.
True.
If they didn't procreate, they wouldn't exist anymore. Their whole existence.
But that's not their machshava.
They don't have machshavas.
But that
exactly.
No, but that's the fabric of my. That's the fabric of my sabereshus, though. That's what it means to be a behema in my sabereshus. That part of the program of my sabereshus is that a behema, when he goes ahead and he, when the male's with the female, it's that they're part of an act of making more behemoths like this in the world. That's their intention. They may not be thinking that, but that's part of the bria is for
result.
That to happen.
That's the result.
But that's the machshava which Hashem built into that action.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
If we don't do that, then it's the hapuk of that. A person. To me, it's a lower. That's not how I understand.
We don't have gay animals. I understand.
Right, exactly. If a person does that, then he's lower than a behemoth. It's in that same parsha, though.
Because we have intellect and we can choose what to do, what not to do.
That's part of it, but it goes against the grain of Maisa Bereishis, meaning it's lower than Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis says that it, that is.
I think we're going
to say that. You find by. We'll conclude with this thought. You find by. By the Mabel, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he destroyed the world, it says Vayis'atze V'libay, right? By the Mabel, it says Vayis'atze V'libay. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have this midah Vayis'atze V'libay? By the Mabel, so the Sfarim speak out because that generation of the Mabel, they were everybody knows Chazal said they were oisek in shmiras abris pagam bris, and so because they were oisek in this inyan. It was ma'ayre vayisatzav aliba lamala, because the midas, what goes on above and what takes place below, it's really part of one system. So since that ma'isa creates an atzvas, So it was Vayisatzev Aliba. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu, what was his response to Vayisatzev Aliba? He was destroyed everything in the Bria. Destroyed everything in the Bria. The reason why Atzvah is so damaging, as what Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us, is because it's destruction. With the Atzvah comes destruction. So this, you throw everything away, it's Yish, you give up on everything. That's the Atzvah. You know, the Sfarim say that Kaas, it can be, you know, the Rambam says that all Midas, you have to find a healthy balance, but with Kaas, you have to get rid of Kaas Lagamre. And it's spoken about that Be'emes, Kaas has a deeper Mida behind it, which even motivates Kaas. What motivates Kaas, the Sfarim say, is Atzvas. Atzvas is, Kaas is like a lavush for the Mida of Atzvas.
Like anger at yourself?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're angry at yourself, but everybody else has to suffer from your anger at yourself.
I guess the midah before that is like gaiva, before atzvah.
Well, the gaiva is considered to be the shayrish of all midahs, because shayrish, gaiva just means capital I. That's what gaiva. So everything comes from I. I'm sad. I'm mad. I'm jealous. I am. The gaiva, the desire says, called the Kisei HaKavod of all Midas. That's what it is. That's why the highest Mid of all Midas Tovus is Anava. Moshe's Nishtabach is the Anav Mikolod, because he took on the Indian of God. That's that Indian. So that's why we said before, and we spoke about in the Simcha Shura, and we said, and we'll conclude with this, that the Karlina said that the greatest mitzvah is not a mitzvah, and the greatest aveir is not an aveir. The greatest mitzvah in the Torah, which is not even a mitzvah in the Torah, is mikvah. It's mikvah. Huh? You see, by the way, the mikvah and tikkun bris, they go hand in hand. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu, in that matzav where there was pagan bris, he brought a mavel. Mavel was mikvah. He brought a mikvah to the world to be mechaper on the pagan bris. So mikvah is the ability to start new. It's the beginning. It's chachas, whatever. We spoke about mikvah in a different shir. But the biggest aveira, which is not an aveira, says Ryan Karliner, is atzvas.
Atzvas?
The biggest aver. The biggest aver, which is not, because Atzvah brings to all bad things.